is Radio Freedom.
Hello, it's Tim from Radio Clash here, and I'm speaking from Sheffield. I'm in the Peace Gardens in Sheffield, which used to be a right dump before they redid it. I'm up here on Johnny's up here on a tourism conference held by Sheffield Hallam University. I'm up here because it's actually the place where my parents come from, or where I did my degree at Sheffield Hallam, my fine art degree. So it's kind of a bit of a homecoming for me. The Peace Gardens is beautiful weather. It's it must be about at least 25, maybe 30 odd degrees. Incredibly hot. The Peace Gardens are here with the fountains. Of course, children are playing in the fountains. I didn't realise the fountains were dedicated to Samuel Holbury, which is one of the Chartists, because the Chartists were a sort of people's movement. It's a very Sheffield thing to do. But died in York Castle after being imprisoned for basically fighting back for the people. So that's cool. So I'm going to head up to the Breton Hall Country Park, which is where the Yorkshire Sculpture Park is. I'll be heading down shortly to the station to go and see that. I've been taking loads of pictures. I'm staying in the Novotel, which is a really good hotel. And I must say, it's sort of good to be back in Sheffield. I wanna thank you for giving me time to breathe like a rock and wave so patiently while I got it together. When I figured it out, I only looked but I never touched, 'cause in my heart was a picture of us holding hands, making plans, and it's lucky for me. What a girl needs.
Hello and welcome to show 37 of Radio Clash. That was Gohan Productions with Girl Wants to Say Goodbye, which is a mix of Velvet Underground, Christina Aguilera, and of course Never Can Say Goodbye at the end. As you heard from the intro, this show is in part from Sheffield. There'll be little reports from Bretton Hall and the Peak District and various places I went to at the weekend. And later on there'll be a mix from DJ Nono, which is the mixtakes number 3, which is a long-awaited country mix. So this is probably called the Sheffield Country Edition. Probably the late-breaking news that's happened as of, 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago, is there's been more bombs in London. I'm not going to major on it because I've done so in previous shows and it's depressing as it is. So just sort of say that I'm okay and I was at home today. So the great thing to wake up with the radio going, oh, more bombs. And you're thinking, oh, no, not again. So hopefully, looks like they might have actually caught at least one of them. I don't know if it's a copycat bombing or if it's more of the same, but with detonators it doesn't seem to have actually killed anyone, but who knows. But what really gave me shivers was the fact that allegedly there's also a nail bomb, and nail bombing has a certain horror to me, because of course the Admiral Duncan bombing in Soho in 1999, which was a lone guy who decided to attack several minorities and communities at once, Brixton, and also in, I think it was Aldgate as well, and then unfortunately managed to kill 3 people in the Admiral Duncan, and of course my partner John was supposed to be in the area. I was in Birmingham at the time, and so that was, all those things have been flooding back anyway, and then someone mentioned nail bomb, it's like, oh god. So anyway, back to the music, and I'm going to play some tracks by Evolution Control Committee. This is 2 tracks from their what's available online from one of their albums. I think it's Plagiarisms. This is the album. This is Star Spangled Bologna and Breakfast.
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. 'Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me. My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with the O-L-O-G-N-A.
This quick, pancake, waffle. This quick, pancake, waffle. This quick, pancake, waffle. Amphetamine omelet on a cold summer day, polyurethane toast and a dirt flambé.
Hello, this is Tim again, and I'm walking to Bretton Hall. Bit of a nightmare getting here. It's the Yorkshire... Sorry for the wind. It's the Yorkshire Sculpture Park, which is this big park, which is a sculpture, as the name kind of suggests. And the thing is about it is that it's really difficult to get to. There's one train an hour to Darton, where you can walk. No one seems to know where any of the buses are, and the thing is that it's about a 3-mile walk from Darton train station. People don't even know about the Dearne Valley Way, which is the path I think I'm walking on, but I'm not sure. And of course, stupid me, I picked up the wrong map, so I don't have the OS map to check, but if I know how to keep following the road and the railway, it goes past there anyway. But it really surprises me that it's one of the premier attractions in this area. Apparently, because it's in Wakefield's area rather than Sheffield's area, they don't provide very much buses, but according to the Sheffield Travel Centre, the Wakefield doesn't have very good buses to Bretton Hall either, so it's very strange. So I got here much later than I should do, so I have about an hour in there or something, and then I have to rush off to get the train, unless I can find a bus. So I'm just going to take a picture. I'll probably try and put some of these pictures on the website, I don't know, or they'll appear on my photo blog.
Beautiful yellow field.
No, it's amazing. It's sort of, you have a real mixture in this area. Sort of Denby Dale is just down the road. Sheffield, Barnsley. It goes from disused factories and horrible industrial estates and bits of. I mean, I find disused factories beautiful. I took some pictures earlier, but a lot of people don't. But he goes from that into sort of farmland and rolling hills and then the peaks and the dales and it's beautiful. That macro, come on, work. But this is like Madge's show where she can't get the technology to work, except hey, it's photography. Wind, go away, I'm taking pictures of your visit. And yes, I know there are photography podcasts, so this is not going to turn into a photography podcast, but photography is a hobby of mine, and I don't put a lot of it online, because I don't want people, I know what I'm like with intellectual property on photographs. I do not want to put my pictures online and people just rip them off, because no, I would. if there was a reliable Creative Commons for photography, then great. I'm sure you can do it under Creative Commons, and I will probably release it, but I've got the attitude of happy to put small pictures up there, but anything larger, you know, you can pay for, because it's a more expensive hobby than podcasting, I can tell you. I mean, the camera I've got costs £800, and I don't know, it's strange. I feel strangely protective about my photographs. I've been doing it for much longer than Creative Commons and such like came along, and I do feel that it requires a lot of skill. It's not just, you know, I've done a lot of training I've paid for myself, so it's like, you know, you could get, if you count my art degree, it goes into thousands, and my attitude is, well, you know, why should I give that work away for free? Which is strange, because in my music I give it away for free, because that's, I'm using other people's music, and if I did music on my own, I would give it away for free, because that works really well for music. For photographs, no, it doesn't. I'm not sure the internet works really well for photographs, for the actual distribution. I don't know why it is. I think it's because it's just people so easily separate where the picture, you know, comes from and who did it from the actual picture. It just gets quickly disseminated. And in a strange way, partly because of the web being such a visual medium, it's much more easier to reappropriate images. And I don't know, I always feel a bit wary of that, because... Go away, stop it. I'm going to switch this fucking phone off. I don't know, someone's obviously trying to ping me. Go away. I have a nasty feeling I'm totally lost. This might be the last thing that's ever recorded, ever found from me. They'll just find me in a withered husk. Although you're probably going, you can hear the cars and you can hear, I can hear an aircraft. But anyway, you never know. I'll never be found again. We'll be right back. Well, I actually made it to Sculpture Park eventually. I only spend less than an hour here. I put the bus back because the last bus is 5:43. And here's the sound of a Henry Moore. Let's play the Henry Moore. It's beautiful there. Strange. Some people were graffitiing it, which I thought was a bit rude. But it's got a beautiful sheen to it. It's quite good for a Henry Moore. I can't stand Henry Moore, but that's quite good. And the sheep may freely roam around the Henry Moore. I think he was the main force behind Breton, I think. I'm not sure. But he was one of the main forces, because of course Moore was a Yorkshireman. Very funny bloke. Very odd. Very establishment. There's been a few cases of him not fighting for some of his fellow artists, so he's got Turner status in my mind. I don't like Turner either. Something that's a bit too establishment for my liking. But anyway, Barbara Hepworth is always better. It's interesting seeing all the sculptures in the environment like this, with little numbers of sheep around them, and almost very incongruous. It's very cool. You can hear that. Proper sounding tour. Hey, you can hear the wind as well. It's not even that windy. Ah, there's a weir. We love their weirs in Yorkshire. We are the world. they don't get weary of weirs. No, it's this is actually part of the old park. Bridges and lakes. And, you probably find the whole Yorkshire park because things get public subsidy or something.
Wow.
Oh, classic British garden. Well, stately garden. With cascades and weirs and large ponds. Anyway, that's it for the moment. From a very windy Breton country park. I'll see you, speak to you soon.
That's it from Sheffield for the moment. That's my report for my Samseeing tour, my Sheffield Samseeing tour. That's actually Breton Hall, which is north of Sheffield. Actually, it's past Barnsley. Barnsley, as the locals say. I do apologise. They do speak like that, though. Barnsley. I was speaking to some of them and trying to find the bus, and they were speaking like that. And I was like, oh, can I take you home? I love your accent. And before that was Team 9 with Sons of Rother versus Shout. That's Tears for Fears versus Death in Vegas. I was listening to that while I was there, and it seemed to fit the whole sort of rolling hills with Sculpture and being very kind of windy, but it's very sunny. It was good weather. There was only a little bit of rain while I was there over the weekend, so it's really nice. So we'll have more from them at the, later on. Now it's the country mix. As I say, the edition is probably going to be called Sheffield Country Park. I should say country. And this is by DJ Nono. And hopefully you'll enjoy it. It's quite funny.
I'm the hootin'est, tootin'est, shootin'est bobtail wildcat in the west. I'm the fastest from north, south, east, and west of the Pecos. I'm the shit.
So much drama in LBC. It's kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double-G. But I somehow, some way, keep coming up funky ass shit nearly every single day. And can I kick a little something for the G's? And make a few friends as a breeze through. Don't you know it's 2 a.m. and our party's still jumping? Cause my mama ain't home. I got the bitches in the living room getting it on, and they ain't leaving till 6 a.m. So what you want to do, ho? I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. Close the doors, but what? We don't love.
money and my money on my mind.
Rolling nice straight, smoking and oh, sipping on gin and juice, laid back.
Sound.
Y'all ready?
You got it.
I watched the sound, I made a year ago, I guess you know, you guess I'm just a radical. Now
I'm calling a girl like you. You're very wanting. Oh, baby. It's dangerous. I'm falling.
I'm falling deep, baby. Right.
Oh, there is no escape. No, I can wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it. Slipping under, tasting the poison of paradise. I'm addicted to you, don't you know that you're toxic? And I love what you do, don't you know that you're toxic?
Is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire. The ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump. So boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you played pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, cause I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best it's ever been. Down here, rising up your bow and play your fiddle hard. Those hills broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rolled up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. Then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. My cha cha, you do what you don't know, you wanna won't cha. Go downtown and eat it like a vulture. See my hips, big hips on cha. See my butt, my lips don't cha. Lost a few pounds in my weight, oh yeah. This be kind of beat that go right, ta ta. Right, ta 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 ta. Sets me so good, I say blah blah blah. Work it, I need a glass of water. Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I'm putting my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive plan yet. It's your primitive plan yet. If you got a big, let me search ya. If I know how hard I gotta work ya. It's your primitive plan yet. It's your primitive plan yet. Fly gal, get your nails done, get a pedicure, get your hair did. Boy, lift it up, let's make a toaster. Let's get drunk, it's gonna bring us closer. Don't I look like a Holly Berry don't stop? See the Belvedere playing tricks on ya. Girlfriend wanna be like me, never. You won't find a chick that's even better. I make it hot as Las Vegas weather. Listen up close while I take it backwards. Oh, what's up? I think it's how I was when I said, I have to get toast, I have been back. I have to be selfish, but I'm over.
Baby, we'll think about you. Think about love.
Love.
Darling, we'll live without you and your love. If I had those golden dreams of my yesterday, yeah, I would wrap you in the heaven. Feel it dying,
dying all the way.
Feel like making,
feel like making love. Feel like making love. Feel like making love.
Feel like making love to you. Baby, if I think about you, think about love. Darling, if I live without you, live without
love.
And if I had the sun and moon and they were shining,
yeah,
I would give you both night and day, love satisfied,
yeah. Feel like making, feel like making love. Feel like making love. Feel like making love. Feel like making love to you.
So long, sucker!
Clash Radio Clash. http://mutantpop.net/radio/ Contact Radio Clash
at mutantpop.net.
To Skype as Dim Beer Cub.
Mashing up the free world, in it?
Hello. I am on one of. I'm in the Derbyshire Peaks at the moment. You can hear the. And hopefully hear the crickets and the sheep possibly in the background and the birds. It's a beautiful sunny day, although it's kind of cloudy. And that's quite a relief since I don't have any water with me and I'm kind of quite hot. So the clouds are quite a welcome diversion from the direct sunshine. I don't want to get burnt either, but it's a beautiful day. I'm not sure where I am. I'm near Fox House, which is near Grendelford, but I'm on these sort of several escarpments or sort of edges. What used to be an old quarry. There's loads of querns and querns, or whatever they say, various things. And so I'm sitting on a rock in the middle of middle of the Derbyshire Dales. Or is it basically the edge of the Dales near Sheffield? And just took a bus out here. It was only about 30, 40 minutes. And this reminds me of when I was at Sheffield Hallam University, and I used to come out here, or even just, you could even just walk out here to the edges of the peaks, the Peak District, and just you know, there was a place called the Surprise where you just was a sort of basically where it all began, with where the peaks sort of butted onto the edge of Sheffield. It takes about an hour to walk out there, so it's quite amazing how close it is. It's a totally wild area with loads of sort of very wild looking sheep, and ferns and rocks and loads of uppy bits. It's Sunday. It's about 12:30, and yes, life is good. Even the crickets think so. last night we had a reasonable meal. John had gone off to Nottingham with the rest of the tourism people, and walked too much, so he couldn't walk very far. So we tried to go up to the gay village, as it's called, the homosexual hamlet, in Sheffield, up at Carlisle Street and Atcliffe Road. Now, I knew the reputation of Pitsmoor, which is beyond it, and also sort of Burngreave, and it's exactly what I thought it was. It was a pretty rough, dodgy area, full of kebab shops. I think it used to be the place where you used to get curries in Sheffield, but it seems to be more kind of kebab places and whatever. But it looks like the more higher class curry places have moved down the hill towards the city, and now it's sort of mainly kind of kebab takeaways and things like that. And it's an odd place. Don't know. Just, it was a mixture of that, but also disused factories, and it was a bit like, reminded me of downtown Detroit. Or John said it reminded me of what East London was like about 30 years ago. Yeah, it wasn't exactly a very rough gay area. You know, well, we couldn't find the bits anyway, so we just sort of got the hell out of there before it went dark. But also, someone had just torched one of the factories right behind there. So you could still smell this smell of burning factory, which is like, ooh, great, lovely. So, not the nicest of areas. I don't know why the gay area was up there. There's supposed to be several gay clubs and bars up there, but they're well hidden if they are. So we just gave up and I went for a meal. So, of course, John couldn't walk very far, so we ended up going to Ask, which had terrible service, which is a kind of a chain thing here, but it's the only sort of halfway decent restaurant we could find. Everything else was takeaways. I don't know where the restaurants are in Sheffield. I have a suspicion they're on Division Street and West Street, but John couldn't walk that far, so we had to take the first one. I had a rough idea where they were. But no, it took half an hour to get the starters. So, yeah, like, everyone's going, oh, you talk about going to restaurants, life is hard. But no, it's annoying when you go to. I mean, it's a chain store. It's kind of slightly better than sort of Pizza Express level, or maybe not as good as that, but sort of Pizza Express or Cafe Pasta. But no, it wasn't very good. So, well, the food was all right. The service is shit. So, it takes half an hour to actually get you garlic bread, and John got really annoyed and had to shout at them. And as I say, I'm supposed to be rushing back to see John to go to walk along Sheffield Park, but what I'll do is I'll phone him in a bit and say, oh, I'll see you later on, because I want to scale this mountain. I've already done one, which is where the old quarry was. Well, one, I mean, there's quarries everywhere. The limestone around here was quite heavily quarried, so a lot of the edges became quarries. And so you see little sort of storms for grinding corn or wheat. Little quern stones everywhere. Just everywhere, scattered around the landscape. In fact, they even use them for signs for the Peak District.
and also little kind of remains of buildings where the quarry workings were. It was same up at, if we went further down, it would be Hathersage, which is Stannage Edge, which is, this is very similar to Stannage Edge, actually. I'm half wondering why I'm actually on the edge of Stannage Edge. That would be ironic. But that place is full of, littered with them, and obviously it remains the buildings and also remains of some of the the sort of railway or whatever they, the transport mechanism to actually get them out of there. But no, it's been a good stay, and I've resisted the temptation to go and see my relatives. But anyway, that's me signing off, and I'll speak to you soon.
brings to the end of show 37 of Radio Clash. The last track, I have no idea where I got it from. It came through on one of my, either my podcast feeds or I downloaded it from a blog. It's called Jamie, I Want to Kiss You by From Aaron. But me neither. And before that was a mix of Beach Boys and Depeche Mode, which I almost played in show 34. Was it 33? The Beach Clash Mash Bash. And that's I Feel Love, the Be Still mix. And again, have they identified who they are? No. Did they put ID3 tags in? No. Do you get a credit? No, idiot. So that's the end of Radio Clash. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed little bits from Sheffield, which I had to edit quite a lot. You can find out you can look at the pictures I did. They will be up soon at www.mutantpop.net/photoblog. That's where all my photographs are. That's where they live. I'm not really a Flickr person. I'm a bit wary of putting my content onto any other corporation's site. So I'm going to play out with a track called My Bathroom is a Private Kind of Place, which is one of those tracks from those free little records that you get advertising various things. I think it's some kind of bathroom sink manufacturer. Enjoy. I'll speak to you soon.
My bathroom is a private kind of place, very special kind of place, the only place where I can stay, making faces at my face. My bathroom. My very special room, where I crimp and fuss and groom, where I can get away from all and really feel in bloom. I'm free. Much more.